One of the areas we have to clarify in the lachos of Brei Priyo Eitz and Brei Priyo Zoma is when is the bracha, when you process the fruit, sometimes the fruit remains with the bracha of Brei Priyo Eitz, Brei Priyo Zoma, and sometimes through the processing of the fruits, it loses its bracha and it moves to a shahako. So we discussed the idea of it's cooked, it's normally eaten cooked or raw, but another area where it comes up the question, it's eaten normally cooked or it's or raw, but you've blended it, you've crushed it, you've smashed it, you've mashed it, you've pureed it. So when does it lose its bracha? So the bracha Brei Priyo Eitz is said, we spoke about two basic ideas when it's said, is either it's on the pri itself, the actual fruit, or on the product, which is normally that this fruit is, this plant is planted for. So even if it's been changed, we spoke about the idea of the wine is not, does not grow on vines. Brei Priyo Gofen, the fruit of the vine, is wine, even though wine does not grow on a vine, it grows actually, it's made in the vat, right? Because this is what the vines were made for. So we're going to be discussing the areas in halacha where if it's you grind something up, you take a spice, and if it was normal to eat this spice, let's say with sugar, they mix it together with sugar, grind up and eat it with sugar, even though it does not look like the spice anymore, it looks like the very little pieces, but that's the normal way of eating it, the bracha will still be Brei Priyo Ha'eitz or Priyo Adama. However, if that's not necessarily so, it wasn't planted for that purpose, it wasn't the main reason why it was planted, and now the question is, so at what point does it lose its bracha? So in general, the halacha says, if it's not net recognizable anymore as the original fruit, it loses its bracha. It's not the Priyo Eitz anymore. It's not recognizable. Now, we have to clarify this point. When you say not recognizable, that doesn't mean that it's only through the process of blending it down, of breaking it down. A popcorn kernel, even though you do not recognize the popcorn kernel as a piece of corn, a popcorn kernel, after it's popped, a piece of popcorn looks quite different than what you picture a piece of corn which grows in the field. But since the actual fruit is still there, it's still Brei Priyo Adama. Or for example, cornflakes. So the two ways to make cornflakes. One way is you take the actual piece of corn and they crush it down and they press it down and they flatten it out and they make a flake out of it. One way is that they take the corn and they make it into a batter. They mix it up into a batter, and then they bake it as such. The second way, the bracha is shahako, because it's been processed into a blender, and then it's made into, it's now a bracha shahako. The first way, the bracha is still Brei Priyo Adama. So you can have two companies make cornflakes. One company, the bracha will be Brei Priyo Adama, the bracha will be shahako, because they're processed differently, even though neither of them really looks like a piece of corn. So at least for today, we're just going to point out a case where you have the actual fruit, which is still there, even though it's not recognizable, but the actual fruit is still there intact, in some other shape, but it's still intact, then the bracha is still going to be its original bracha. And we'll talk about more of the other details tomorrow. Just one announcement. There'll be a meeting for the seniors in room 118 after now, right now. Have a good morning.